I'm Tommy Gimler. St. Joseph's University canceled the rest of their women's softball team season earlier this month, and we finally know why. Four words: inappropriate sexually charged harassment. Yummy.
Yummy is a fifth word. And I'm Andy Ostroff. The NHL is on the verge of a nightmare scenario with both Tampa Bay and Anaheim just one win away from facing off in the Stanley Cup Finals instead of Chicago and New York. Almost as big a nightmare as starting off your podcast with women's softball and hockey stories. We'll discuss that and what would be the worst case final scenario for each major professional sports league.
Well, it appears as though we don't have Tishon here tonight.
The Daily Updecker, nothing but sports and crap.
All right, buddy, welcome back. We were just talking about this. I think it's been like a month. You've been traveling. Where you been?
I was in D.C. and I was in Vegas.
Las Vegas. No, you say it the correct way. I don't.
You don't say anything the correct way. I know, Wisconsin.
It's everyone says I have a Midwest accent, but it's like Canadian.
It is. It's weird. Well, even when I was talking about your trip, I was like, "Oh, you went in a gondola." You're like, "Yes, I was in a gondola."
Well, that's just not knowing the correct pronunciation of a word, I think.
Whatever, man.
Because a gondola, isn't a gondola when you're on a ski hill and you take that thing up? Isn't that a gondola?
I think they're both called a gondola.
Oh, I just thought it would, they're spelled differently, and I was like, there's no way that they're both pronounced the same way, so I'll call it a gondola.
It's a goonduli.
A gondola. and you would just ask. You didn't even have to, like, say it correctly when you were in Italy. You would just say gondola. Yes, yes, come over.
Yeah, they're just going to put you in one of those things no matter what.
And then they wait for you to get in the seat, and then you're like, oh, yeah, by the way, how much? $80, my friend. Oh, okay.
80 euros?
25 minutes, 80 euros. But this time around, it's nice. The dollar and euro are so close together. Are they?
When I was there, last time I was in Europe was 2002. And the euro was low, which was nice. It was like 83 cents the dollar or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's even better than what
that's
it was
the lowest time. It got. Well, I think it was 87. It was always a little less, which was great.
Well, we'd like to, you know, send a shout out to Greece right now for keeping the euro low.
Greece.
For all those American travelers. I thought this was actually really interesting. We met up with some of Katie's friends in Switzerland.
Oh, yeah?
One of her friends' husbands works for Nestle Swiss in their headquarters.
Chocolat.
Yeah, right off of Lake Geneva. And he was saying it's a great time to travel for Americans, one, because the euro is so low compared to what it was 2 years ago, and number two, the Chinese are starting to travel a lot, and everyone used to hate the Americans
because they thought they're so
rude. Now they hate the Chinese.
People are rude. I was in Japan, they were like, oh, these fucking Chinese people.
even the Japs hate the Chinese.
Japan and China hate each other, like, so much. Mm-hmm. Like, there's tons of history there. They hate each other.
What about the Koreans? They hate the Chinese too?
Everybody hates the Japanese because they conquered everybody.
Uh-huh.
And did terrible, terrible shit. Yeah, they all hate each other. Everyone hates each other.
Yeah, they say that the Chinese are so rude when they're traveling. Like, they'll pay $5 to get into the museum. And then once they're inside the museum, they're jumping on, like, the other side of the stanchions. And, like, hanging on the David,
swinging from his dick.
Yeah,
they're just
wherever, and they're like, "What? I paid $5. I paid you $5 to get in here. Why can't I get you? Take the picture." They're just like fucking yell wherever they go.
Flash photography at all times.
And speaking of the statues, we were in Florence, and they have a replica of the David out
everywhere.
On the street.
They have it everywhere. Yeah.
Well, so there's one museum where they have all of these statues out on the street.
The Uffizi Gallery.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
God, you're fucking intelligent, man.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not like I'm surprised.
I'm
but
glad you're realizing this. Like, how many episodes in?
Well, I was like, okay, you know, you're from Boston, or, you know, the Boston area, you're Massachusetts.
I got my Red Sox hat on right now.
Yeah, you went to school in D.C. It was great. So you're doing shows in Vegas. You're in Los Angeles. I was like, well, he's very traveled for the United States. But I had no idea that you were like, just world-renowned, Andy Ostroff. That's great.
World-renowned.
But like they're all
I did
the
a
statues.
Lot of karaoke tours back in the day.
Speaking of the Chinese, so they're but I couldn't believe how many statues there are, and it was considered art nowadays. If I would make a statue of a naked dude, and then another naked dude underneath his legs coming out like praying to the gods, if I made a statue like that, I would get committed.
Yes, it's but not considered if art. You carved it out of granite, someone would be like, "Wow, that shit is impressive."
That's all it takes?
Well, granite or marble or whatever, man. That is tough.
Yeah, there was another one from, like, Donatello or Raphael or one of the turtles. and he was the dude was just like holding up a head that he had just severed.
Medusa.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Medusa? God, you're smart, dude. See, I just look at it and I'm like, wow, I should probably take a picture of this. And, all right, there it is. So yeah, Europe was amazing. We just figured out that the food is way better in Europe.
Yeah.
If you can find a restaurant that's open. It's crazy. Like you'll call up a place and be like, are you open? Yeah, what time do you open? 11? Great, we'll be there at 11. No. 11 o'clock is when the employees eat.
Yeah, so, it's weird. They got a different, so a different lifestyle. They're like, no, you can't come then. It's nap time.
Yeah, or it's, yeah, all of a sudden you show up at like 2:30 and they're like, we're closing. But it says you're open till 6. We're closing. That's all it is. It's amazing.
When I was in Spain, everything just closed in the afternoon. Like, you just walk by and they're all like, did they bring down the security gates? They're sleeping behind it, you know?
It's amazing. So we figured
it's
that,
awesome.
That the Europeans do food better, but the Americans do movies, music, TV, entertainment, probably sports for the most part. We do that better. And believe it or not, even the people of Los Angeles drive better than the people in Europe.
Yeah. Well, it's, do you know that one of my favorite facts about that is in Paris around the Arc de Triomphe, you know how they have that rotary or whatever,
yeah,
the
yeah.
big circle?
The roundabout, yeah.
Yeah. There's no insurance company in France that will insure you for that stretch of road.
Really? So
no
insurance.
You get an accident there, you're fucked.
So my $10 a day that I pay for Travelocity, if I'd have been driving in Paris at that point, they wouldn't have covered me.
Oh, anymore. No, not at all.
Travelocity.
There's no insurance.
I'm going to ask them next time. That would almost be like a fun Jackass segment. Now, will you insure me everywhere in Europe?
Yeah.
No, all right. I'm still jet lag. I apologize.
Oh, jet lag's tough, man.
When
I got back from Japan, I slept all damn day. Like it took me 2 weeks to get over it.
Yeah, and I can't even like stay awake during Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's tough.
And there's some good shit. There's mm-hmm. there's good nudity, good rape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if I'm falling asleep during that, that's sad.
People getting their heads cut off.
You know, being
dragons,
and I can't even stay awake for that. So then you know I've got problems. Speaking of problems, it's time for the hot mess.
Yeah. The hot mess.
Hot mess topic number one, Andy. I'm so glad I picked the right time to travel to Europe because the NBA Conference Finals. Well, now there's only one series that's left.
Yes,
but they have been pure dog shit.
They've been terrible.
For the most part. You look at some of the scores.
But you actually
like
picked the wrong
games.
Time because the games leading up to the conference finals were great.
They
those
were, but I
were
saw
great.
The majority of that. Because the NBA playoffs
yeah, the NBA
are so ridiculous.
Out,
they just
yeah.
drag it out. It's like, okay,
well,
we played one game on Thursday.
The finals don't start on June. They don't start till June 4th no matter what.
Yeah, they're not they're not bringing it
so
up.
Cleveland's taking a nice little 7-day break.
So let's say like – so
or more than that, excuse me.
When I created the rundown Cleveland was up 3-0 on Atlanta. They spanked them tonight by 30.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
So they swept
stopped
them.
Watching.
The average winning margin for each game was just around like 13, 14 points. That's embarrassing. That's a bad series. Right.
Well,
there.
You know what's more embarrassing about is two of their three best players are out. It's LeBron and a bunch of dudes that aren't good. A bunch of dudes that
Thompson.
Nobody wanted.
Iman Shumpert,
yeah.
A guy who's
no I mean,
more
the very
hair.
Impressive part about this series is it's making LeBron look great.
Right?
LeBron looks awesome.
He's going to have a grudge when he goes up against Curry, too.
Probably.
Because didn't Kevin Durant win the MVP the year that LeBron beat him in the finals?
I think so.
Was that it? So you know that he's going to come out and he's just going to...
Well, KD won it. No, LeBron won it that year.
Oh.
Because he won and then KD won... Last year, right?
I'm jet lagged.
We'd
like to remind everyone I'm jet lagged today. So anything
Spurs.
You hear about, yeah,
right. That's all right. I agreed with you at first. But yeah, LeBron looks great, and he looks like the best teammate too, because he's making all these guys look better. And
so,
like J.R. Smith, did you? I don't know if you saw when you were away, but he had that Instagram post
mm-hmm.
where it was him and Shumpert on the Knicks, and then on the Cavs, and it says one man's trash is another man's treasure. And you know what's crazy about this? I saw this, is that J.R. Smith's numbers were actually better on the Knicks than they are right now on the Cavs.
Really?
But the Cavs are winning.
Well, he's really become that. He's the sixth man, right? So, I mean, he really just fills that role. He's not starting
He knows
now.
What
is
he has
is
to
he
do.
Starting now?
No.
No, no.
He knows
so
what he
just,
has to
yeah.
do. And he's doing a great job at it. I mean, what did he hit, like 7-8 threes the other night?
I was in Europe. I'm
you
jet
were in
lagged.
Europe.
Yeah.
He hit a lot.
Yeah.
Siete traces.
So I had asked, but you know, what would have been the best thing? Is this the best thing that like you know Cleveland sweeps him. Let's go. Let's just move on to the next series. Let's get to Curry against LeBron. Or would it be better if Houston actually wins another game and forces a game six? Or is it like, fuck it, let's just get to the finals?
Well, it's always going to be better for the NBA if there's an extra game because people are going to be watching. That's eyeballs on screens. That's advertising money in pockets. So, but I don't know. The series is fucking the Rockets are boring. I would much rather the Clippers. I think everyone wanted the Clippers versus Golden State because you know there would have been
the rivalry. Yep.
You know there would have been like at least three fights,
right?
With fists, not like NBA slap fights. I mean,
yeah,
fist
not like
fights.
Not like a Dwight Howard.
A Dwight Howard running elbow.
Yeah.
Running away elbow.
Right. That's
oh,
yeah.
What
did
I do?
I feel like when the Clippers and Warriors fight, they fight man to man. Like there are no cheap shots.
Well, it's the NBA.
When Dwight Howard fights anybody. It's like, you know, he would, like, push a woman down the stairs and then run the other way. That's the way Dwight Howard fights.
Yeah, he's pretty lousy fighting. But he might be, I don't know, he might get suspended for this next game. What do you think?
No, they said he's not going to. It was only a flagrant one.
Yeah, but they can always watch it again. The fact is he's Dwight Howard and they know he's a major
player. They said they reviewed it. I saw it on the bottom. I was watching the Brewers lose again today, and it said on the bottom that he will not be suspended for game five.
Yeah, whatever. I want to talk about Clippers, man. Yesterday, though, I did wear my Clippers shirt.
Right.
Because people were like, oh, nice Clippers. And I was like, well, it is Memorial Day, and I'm memorializing the death of the Clippers. They were fucking terrible. God.
My buddy said that he was at a Memorial Day. It was like a folk festival,
mm-hmm.
but there were a lot of Native American performers.
Yeah.
And he was like, not one of them said, like, you know, hey, happy Memorial Day.
Why would they?
Right, I'm aware.
Hey,
but
guys, we're not sore losers.
But this is his first Memorial Day. Usually he's down here and everyone's wearing, like, American flag colors. Everyone's like, happy Memorial Day. If a guy from the, you know, one of your buddies who used to be a Marine is down on the beach, you're, like, giving him a big hug. Hey, man.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, here's all your buddies, you know, paid the ultimate sacrifice, yada, 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 whatever. And he just said, like, these Native Americans just played like it was any other day.
True, but there were also a lot of Native Americans that did fight in wars for the U.S., so. Don't you remember that movie, Wind Talkers?
We'd like to
Mel
send
Gibson?
This next one out to General Custer. God bless his soul.
Wind Talkers, man, during, what was it, World War II? The Navajo Indians all talked on the radio because there was no way the Nazis were going to break that language. They were like, well, nine.
Speaking of that, I saw that in India they're selling Hitler ice cream.
Well,
did you see this? There's,
no, but it, I did
it's,
see
it's,
that
it's real. It's
1,100 Indians have died because of a heat wave. Maybe they should have that fucking ice cream.
It has nothing to do with like the heat working on like the shit that's out in the streets. And maybe the fumes that are off of that, just one heat wave, 1,100.
The hot mess.
I'm jet lagged. I don't even have a joke for that. Moving on. Speaking of a series that could wind up being pure dog shit, now the Rangers did win tonight. The NHL finals are on the verge of sucking ass, just like the NBA conference finals. The Rangers won tonight to even up their series 3-3 against Tampa Bay, but the Anaheim Ducks have a 3-2 series lead over the Blackhawks. So what once was looking like it would be a dream matchup of the Chicago Blackhawks against the New York Rangers. Ratings. All of a sudden, now it's one game away from being Tampa Bay against Anaheim,
mm-hmm.
where the people in each market. I think the Anaheim Ducks actually have a decent
I think Anaheim has a fan base, yeah. I don't know about Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay doesn't have a fan base in anything, though. I mean, they couldn't even fill up the stadium when the Rays were the ALCS.
I know.
Or the World Series. Tickets. It's like, come on. They're like, please. Please come. It's like, do we have to give these to the school children?
I would love to know, like, I would love to take just a survey of the people in Tampa Bay and see if they even know that, one, they have a hockey team, but then even just go through all their sports
teams. No, but Tampa Bay is, like, such a fun place to hang out, apparently, that it doesn't. They don't care, man. They're like, oh, why would we go? We'll go to all these fucking – we'll go to all the best strip clubs in the world.
Well, they have Ybor City, which is, like
– I've heard of it, yeah.
It's awesome. There's actually a club there. I don't know if it's an improv.
Oh.
It's not, but it's like
it's not
Ybor
Mons
City, right,
Venus. I don't want to hear about it. I don't even know. I've never been. I just remember they were talking about it on Stern when I was younger.
But, well, so what I was saying is that in Tampa Bay, like, maybe they don't even know. I mean, the only ice that they've ever seen is probably in their drinks, right? So what would you watch? Like, are you a hockey guy to begin with?
Here's the thing.
Let's say
I'm
it was Tampa Bay, Anaheim. And
my
you knew
favorite
it was-
hockey teams in order are the Bruins, Kings, Capitals. Those are the teams that I root for. The Capitals.
And we're going to get
Rakeem
Shannon. Are they here? No, none of them are in. Yeah.
No, none of them are in. Two of them didn't even make the playoffs. Oof. The Bruins. And the Bruins were so good in the beginning of the year, but then they were just streaky as shit. And then the Kings were just down all season.
Why do you like the Kings? Because you moved out here? Because yeah. You do so many stories on Slava Voynov beating his chick.
No, I like
the who's
Kings.
The dude? Who's the dude? Aaron Andrews'
boyfriend? Oh, Aaron Andrews' boyfriend who got arrested at Wet Republic? Yeah, I don't know. But I walked by it. I was like, this is where Aaron Andrews' boyfriend get arrested.
Everybody
I don't remember
hide your
his
balloons.
Name. Yeah. No, I like, I've adopted, I think, all the L.A. teams as, you know, a second favorite, except for the Lakers. So that's why I like the Clippers. I'm never going to root for the Lakers, ever.
Well, as a Celtics fan, you can't.
Yeah, no, it's impossible. But, you know, I don't mind Anaheim beating Chicago because, you know, they're close and it's kind of cool. And I'm not a huge hockey guy. And here's the thing about me and hockey. I'm not a big hockey fan, but I think playoff hockey is one of the best sports in the world.
Right, but let's say it is amazing.
And here's the thing.
Especially overtime. Overtime playoff hockey.
Yes, overtime playoff hockey is the best. But... like, I don't have any loyalty towards any of these teams. And if anything, I don't like the New York Rangers. Okay? So, if Tampa Bay and Anaheim play each other, I'll probably still watch it because it's playoff hockey. And these guys aren't from Tampa Bay or Anaheim. They're either from Canada or a country that doesn't allow gay people. Well, so, it's like, you know, they don't care. They just want to play hockey and beat each other up.
Well, Anaheim, you'll at least get a bunch of bandwagon jumpers. You'll get, like, these people out in L.A. who no one's really from here. And they'll be like, oh, Anaheim's in the finals? And, like, and
hey,
they'll finally start reporting on them on the local news. And
I'd
people,
go to a game, man.
Right. But I think
45 minutes.
Anaheim would be all right because you're so close to, you know, major market number two.
Yeah.
Right? So you'd even be all right. I think Tampa Bay is the big team. They got to have New York win. If you have New York against Chicago, it's the ultimate. You're going to have ratings. You're going to watch it anyway. If you're going to watch Tampa Bay and Anaheim, then you're definitely going to
watch
New York
anyway.
And Chicago.
But I don't know.
But what would be like, all right, so let's say we have Tampa Bay.
I mean, I don't love Chicago either because, you know, they beat the Bruins a couple years ago.
Let's say NBA.
The Bruins had that fucking series.
Let's say NBA. The Cavs, I think the Cavs and Warriors, that would actually be an entertaining series. Yeah, the game's best player against
the two
best
players.
Team. Yeah, it's great.
The two best players.
So what would be like a scenario of like a Tampa Bay Anaheim? I would say
the Sacramento Kings.
Versus like the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah.
Only Drake. Drake would be
or
the
even
only
like
one
the
that would...
Bucks. Sorry, Tommy.
No, correct. No, yeah. That's great. I would say anything like that. Like if you see like the Toronto Raptors against Memphis Grizzlies.
But it would be like the Raptors versus the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals and like the Kings versus the Lakers in the West and then the Kings and the fucking Raptors advance. Like that would be the worst.
I don't think Adam Silver would let that happen.
No, Adam Silver
would. He would have Joey Crawford tripping on his over his own feet
he'd
every
have
single
Donald
game.
Donald Sterling come back before that happens.
What about Major League Baseball?
The two worst teams.
Yeah, no one's watching when like, you know, even historical
teams. No one's
watching
anyways, yeah.
But I would say that if you got like a couple years ago, no, it's actually 10 years ago, 2005 World Series, Chicago White Sox against the Houston Astros.
Well, wasn't
by far the worst World Series of the last 10 years unless you're a White Sox.
Yeah, and wasn't Tampa Bay? There was Tampa Bay someone else recently.
And I think the Phillies.
The Phillies
have a good fan base.
Yeah, the Phillies have a decent fan base.
I would say Major League Baseball would be something like the Marlins, to where like no one goes to their games now. So anytime like the Marlins go to the World
Marlins
Series.
Marlins are such a shittily run organization.
Yeah, and it would be like the Marlins against the Twins.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Like the Marlins against the Rays. It would be like
Marlins
another Tampa Bay team.
It would
Marlins
just be an all-Florida series.
Ugh. It would just be – it would be it
There'd
would
be
the lowest
weirdest
ratings
shit.
Of all time.
Yes, but it would have the weirdest crimes ever.
They'd run out of handicap seating.
Yeah.
In Florida. It would just be like so many people in Florida are handicapped. They run out of handicap seating at the games. And NFL, could you have a bad Super Bowl? People are going to watch a Super Bowl.
People
no
are
going to
watch regardless because the advertising.
But I would say like the San Diego Chargers, because even Chargers fans don't like the Chargers. I would say like the Chargers against the Lions, maybe?
I would say like the Jaguars.
Yeah, the Jaguars are sure.
But if the Lions went, though, the Lions are one of those teams where there are so many dormant fans. And same with, like, the Browns and all those sort of teams that have sucked for so long, but they still have that, like, they have those deep roots. that if they got good, those fans would come out in droves.
Or what about, again, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or the Carolina Panthers?
I think it would be like the Bucks versus the Jaguars.
That would just, yeah, again, an all-Florida thing. That would,
oh, but that's, yeah, the Jaguars are AFC. I forget because they never make the playoffs.
There are much worse teams in the AFC, I feel like. Anything like Jacksonville, Tennessee, San Diego, Cincinnati, any of those teams.
But no, if you, but I think, if but you Cincinnati's get, got a lot of fans. I mean, they all have – all these teams have fans. I think you got to go with, like, the expansion teams, so, like, Jacksonville and then Tennessee, you said. Those are the more – those are the newer teams.
Or, like, the St. Louis Rams now, yeah, that aren't, like,
also,
as exciting to watch.
Also, Tampa Bay and Anaheim are both expansion teams in the NHL. Like, they were made in the 90s.
Yeah, it's garbage.
You know? They're not of the first six teams, you know? They're made in the 1990s.
Nah, too new. Speaking of something that isn't new, let's move on here in the hot mess. Domestic violence in the NFL. Believe it or not, Ray McDonald on the Bears just didn't seem to work out.
No, not really. That's what happens when you beat up your
girlfriend. This is what happened. Yeah, this is what happened. The Chicago Bears told Ray McDonald, who was let go by the 49ers after he was accused of raping a chick, and this was after he was, you know, accused of domestic violence, which fell through once the victim, you know, quote unquote, decided to stop cooperating with authorities. So he had already gotten a second chance with the 49ers. He blew that. Then he basically got a third chance from the Bears. The Bears basically tell him, hey, as long as you can stay out of the backseat of a squad car for the next 9 months, we're going to give you $1.05 million. And he didn't even make it two. Didn't even make it 2 months. Without pushing his ex-fiance who was holding their kid.
I think my favorite part about this whole thing is...
You know, my favorite part of this domestic abuse story is...
No, is Kyle Long's tweet. Did you see
good
it?
Good riddance.
And, I mean, it's kind of cool seeing that the players now are publicly taking a stand against these...
Oh, it's great.
...domestic abusers. Like Greg Hardy on the Cowboys getting a fight because they're calling him, like, you woman beater.
Right.
It's like, and those are the guys on your team.
Well, that's what I had said about Greg Hardy. It's like, Greg Hardy, you can't be mad at that. You've earned this. It just doesn't go away. You can't just say, like, hey, I haven't beat a woman in 2 months, so now I'll no longer be known as a woman beater. It's like when you fuck a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just because you go 18 months without, like, you know, molesting a child. It doesn't mean that your title goes away. You're no longer going to be on the watchdog site.
Yeah.
You know, you're always going to be known as Andy Ostroff, the kid fucker.
Hey, don't say that out loud. someone's going to take that. You got to edit that out because someone's going to take that little clip and just like boop. Tommy, give it. It's going to be someone's ringtone.
Last week on the Dudcast.
Yeah. Seriously.
You're always going to be known as Andy Ostroff, the kid fucker.
Stop saying that. What was it? Man, there was something else I was going to talk about before that, but I don't remember.
Well,
all right.
Well, I had said with Ray McDonald, and it is great to see the players.
Oh yeah, what's the over under the amount of months it's going to take till he's signed by the Cowboys?
Right. So that's what. So I odds are he'll never play in the NFL again. Then I said, then again, Jerry Jones is still alive and in charge of the Cowboys, right?
Well, here's the thing. He's not. His lawyer did bring up a good point. He's not, you know, formally convicted of anything.
Correct. But it's the fact that, like, if you put all of the details together, so. But if you tell me if I fuck up that many times.
I understand where there's smoke, there's fire a lot of the times, especially in a case like this asshole. But in the eyes of the law, he's still innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
And if this witness doesn't cooperate either, he can get another.
It's the same
NFL.
One.
Yes.
It's the same one as last time. So it'll be interesting. But I think it's the fact that
he can legally get back on an NFL team. I don't know if he will after this.
Right. Well, I think the Bears looked at it like they should. It's you've already been accused of this a couple times before. It's not like he's just being singled out.
Yeah.
And you know,
apparently there were sports writers who were like, "Oh, the Bears should pay a penalty on this." It's
well,
like,
so that's another
wrong.
Way to look at
they're
it.
They're totally allowed to do it.
They're allowed to do it. Their defense could be like, "Your Honor, if we weren't going to do it, the Cowboys would. Why do the Cowboys get all these guys?" But the thing about the Bears is that there has to be some kind of penalty, because then these guys will know. Right now there is no penalty in place that would tell these guys that, hey, I've got to stop doing this. Look at Greg Hardy. He was actually convicted. He was convicted. But because he paid off the girl, she refused to cooperate during the appeal and it got overturned. Just because he paid her a shit ton of money. And that was the only reason why. So there has to be like some kind of penalty that you either – I wrote about it today. And I had said either you lose your earliest draft pick that you have plus – whatever the guy's contract was, you double that and you donate it to like the National Coalition against Domestic Abuse.
Yeah, but then you start getting into a tricky area where you're like, who is the morality authority in the NFL?
Well, I would say that it's repeat offenders. Everybody makes mistakes, and it's some are worse than others. You know, like you totally deck your fiance in an elevator, like that's a bad mistake.
Yeah, but if you deflate a football, it's fucking way worse than anything else.
That's
and you don't even need to have proof that it happened.
That's the craziest part.
Oh, fuck, man.
I mean, it's not the craziest
part. Well,
that brings us right into the next one. The craziest part is that Ray McDonald still put himself in this situation to where, even though we don't know all of the details, the fact that this happened after he was boozing with his buddies on Sunday night and was over there at 3:48 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, the thing that this reminded me of immediately was where we talked about Josh Hamilton. You're like, if you give me $20 million to not yell at my dog, I won't yell at my dog. Well, Ray McDonald, we're giving you $1 million to not beat up your girlfriend.
Right.
Just don't fucking do it.
This is $1.05 million to just play football for 9 months.
Dude, if I was getting $1 million to not beat up my girlfriend and I, you know, wanted to do it all the time, I would pay someone $50,000 to make sure I didn't do it.
Right.
Just, hey, man, do you want to make $50,000?
Yeah, sure. If you gave me
$1 million. Follow me around, make sure I don't beat up my girlfriend.
If you gave me $1 million and said you can't have sex with your wife for a year, I would be like, great. Give me the $1 million. I can make this happen. Yeah. And she would love me.
Sex with everyone else. Because I got $1 million.
I got $1 million. And she could go have sex with everybody else too because we have $1 million. It's going to be great. But that's the thing. It's like if you tell me, like I'm right here, I've got two cans of Miller Lite out in front of me right now. You tell me, hey, you go 1 year without drinking a can of Miller Lite and all beer, booze, whatever. You have to give up booze and drugs for a year and I'll give you $1 million. Done.
Done.
No problem.
None.
No problem at all. And it's just a sad state. I mean, it is what the NFL is.
Yeah. Nah.
And speaking of that, moving on here in the hot mess, former Saints and Chiefs wide receiver Joe Horn did an interview with, I believe it was the football girl.
Can I interrupt for 1 second? The first time when I saw this, and I was like, Joe Horn? Is that the dude that hit his cell phone in the goalpost? Joe Horn?
Is that who it is?
That's Joe Horn. Yeah, I looked it up, and I was like, that's the guy who – that's why I know – he was the guy he hit his cell phone in the goalpost because this came after Terrell Owens took a Sharpie out of his pocket and autographed the ball. And then the NFL passed a rule that said you can't keep any, like, props on you. So Joe Horn hit a cell phone in the padding of the goalpost – and then scored a touchdown and then called somebody on it.
So when did he hide that cell phone?
Probably pregame.
Pregame, and the refs just didn't care.
Nobody's going to notice that someone's like hiding the goalpost. Dude's like punched the goalpost and stuff. He's hiding the cell phone.
Yeah, I think
he probably did it before the refs were even on the field.
I think now the rule is it's like any prearranged celebration. That was the rule that came down after.
Oh, really?
Like any prearranged.
No props? The carrot top rule?
But so the... see this right here? It's a shirt when you're driving, right? Mm-hmm. So you always have this one. It's got a sleeve, right?
Yeah.
Because you always have your arm out the window. So there's a sleeve on this one. And over here, you want to show off your guns, right? It's warm in the car.
Jesus.
That's – ha! All right. So Joe Horn, the guy who used to hide cell phones in
the goalposts.
He did
it
once. So that's the guy, though. So the guy who's known for doing that did an interview with the football girl. And the football girl asked him, do you watch games regularly these days? He said, oh, yeah, and I keep up on all the news. And she said, what are your thoughts on the current state of the NFL? He said, can I be honest? She said, of course. This is what Joe Horn had to say. Here's what I don't like. I don't like what Roger Goodell is doing. He has so much power that he can almost shut people down. I just don't like him. And I don't like that on draft day these kids don't know that they're hugging the devil. I hate to see kids that are lost and then happy, but they really don't know that the man they're hugging will rip their throat apart. If he has an opportunity to take money from them or there's a situation where they're guilty before they go to court, he'll rip them apart, and there's nothing no one can do about it. If the owners are happy with Roger Goodell, the fans, the media, no one can take his job from him. I hate it.
He's not wrong.
That's so that was the next question.
Dell's
so,
a motherfucker, man.
Is he right?
He really is. Yeah, I mean, in 2011, the collective bargaining agreement signed gave Goodell like a ton of power, and he's using it. So, I mean, it's not like the players are without fault here, but, I mean, they kind of got backed into a corner, and they were like, all right, we're going to sign this deal so we can make our money again. But, I mean, Goodell has just way too much power, and he is. I mean, he's a motherfucker. Like, I don't like him. I don't think anybody's really happy with him except the owners because they're making money. But here's the thing. The owners are going to make money with any commissioner.
Right. Well, I think
so
he's
I don't see Goodell doing this job very much longer. I really don't, especially after the shit with Deflategate.
I think all it takes is 1 year to where they don't make as much money as the year before, or it's like real close, and he's gone. It's all a matter of money.
Oh yeah,
and that's it. I thought calling him the devil was a strong choice of words, but
it
I think
was.
That just. But I mean,
he could have said white devil. He didn't.
He did.
He just
so
said
it makes
devil.
It better that it's just the devil. But, you know, it's funny when you say that you think, like, he is. Because, and that's so sad that, like, that's what
he's
fans.
He's such a piece of shit.
So many fans think the same way. The players think the same way. And that's sad when you don't look at it, when you can't look at your commissioner. And
like, if Roger Goodell was doing just an entry-level position at the NFL and he messed up as many times as he's messing up, he would have been fired fucking 2 years ago. Like,
right.
Everything he does is just, it's a fucking bunch of errors, man.
But every year it's billions upon billions of dollars that the league makes.
You
and
know
as long
what?
As that's happening,
it's a
why,
fucking league
why
that runs
it?
Itself, man. Mm-hmm. It's, but it's, you know.
And
But actually, a lot of his errors bring more money to the league. Do you know how much publicity the league got from this stupid Ray Rice thing?
From Ray Rice, from Deflategate, from everything.
Deflategate is the number one story on fucking CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. That's their lead story for weeks.
It's almost like Skip Bayless is a guy behind the scenes in the NFL.
It's all trumped up. It's all a soap opera.
But that's, you know, maybe that's what the owners want. Maybe the owners want the fact that everyone is talking about the NFL that shouldn't be talking about the NFL.
Oh,
that it's making them relevant year round.
And the NFL's trying to get into other countries too. So it's like they're just trying. They're trying to get. I mean, here's the thing. They dominate the U.S. sports.
Well, if they're trying to get in Africa with their domestic abuse stance, then they're fine.
Yeah,
that'd be like.
Well,
they didn't let Michael Sam
in the league, so maybe they can play in Uganda. Who knows? Like, oh, we won't kill anyone on these teams. You know, fuck, they're terrible. But yeah, I mean, they're just trying to. I mean, when you're always the. At the top of the mountain, you're just going to build more of a mountain to climb up, and that's what they're doing.
Joe Horn also talked about his barbecue sauce. So he talked.
Delicious.
He said, "Roger Goodell is the devil, and buy my barbecue sauce."
There you go.
That was pretty much it. Moving on here in the hot mess.
He also had a flip phone.
Well, what year was it?
Oh, it was the 90s, but still, like. Or 90s or 2000 or something. But
I bet you it was early 2000s when he did that.
But still, he still has a flip phone.
Still, to this day.
He uses that same phone.
It was he talked about how he used to work at Roscoe's Chicken. It was a good interview. Moving on here in the hot mess.
He used to work at Roscoe's?
Yeah, I think this is when he was in junior college. He needed to make some cash.
Shit is delicious.
I think this could be a first. Is this the first time we've ever talked about women's softball here?
I think it's the first time you've ever talked about women's softball in general.
Well, that's because I don't consider it a sport. We
well,
usually
here's
like
the thing.
To talk
you know
about
what?
Sports.
I thought about this the other day. It's related to what we're talking about now, but you know, there's women's sports and then there's, you know, and there's men's sports, but like women's soccer, I can watch women's soccer.
Well, it's because they take their shirts off when they score goals.
Yeah, but I can't watch the WNBA.
They don't take their shirts off when they make field
goals.
But
I'd rather watch women's softball than college fucking baseball.
Oh, it's because they're all lesbians.
Dude, yeah, but I don't understand. There's no, like, you can't say, like, all women's sports suck, all men's sports are better, because it's not. It's weird. It's really weird. Like, I'd rather watch women's college soccer than men's college soccer, you know? I'd rather watch women's softball than men's college soccer.
Well, I agree. I think there's something about women's softball that there's always been
this
stereotype that there are so many lesbians out there playing that I think you just have this fantasy that they're all making out in the locker room.
I do not have that fantasy about these women's softball players.
No?
No.
None
of some of them are.
Yes.
But the majority aren't.
Right.
But I'd rather watch them play their sport than like fucking.
Than scissor each other in the shower.
But the WNBA, everyone says they're all lesbians too. And it's like.
Or they're just dudes like Brittany Griner.
Like fucking Juwanna Man.
Brittany Juana Mangriner, of course. Seriously. In the WNBA.
I don't know if I even made sense there, but
no, I'm jet lagged.
I've caught some of Tommy's jet lag.
It's contagious. It's contagious. There's so
it's
here's
good to be back.
This is why we're talking about St. Joseph's University and their women's softball team. The university canceled their season May 1st amid allegations of severe hazing. And today, because a lawsuit was filed against the university and against the I think it's just against university, a lawsuit was filed. So we were able to find out exactly what those allegations are. Did you read up on these?
I read a little bit. I also went to their website for the softball team, and it says schedule, and it says no scheduled events.
<It's> Even though every other school still plays.
It's blank. But also, I saw something that these girls did, and they sent a letter to the freshmen on the team, and it said, this is deliverance week, and then listed all the shit they had to do, and it's like, are you fucking serious? You're gonna put it in a letter? Like, it's bad enough in an email, but you're printing it out and giving it to people? Like, you're just incriminating yourself.
Fresh
right
meat.
There.
You may have thought that you were part of this team from the moment you walked onto the field, but you are scum. Low-level swine. This is your deliverance week, a time to realize your place, the lowest rung on the totem pole! Exclamation point. You must make it through this week in order to fully understand the bond we have as teammates. The upperclassman then wrote a sexually explicit statement regarding Adams, who must be
the
girl who's whoever's ever suing. The plaintiff alleged that she was forced to simulate sex acts, including being forced to dress up as a male rapper, squat on the top of another freshman, and simulate sexual intercourse in front of the entire team. She also was forced to perform a sexually lewd dance referred to as the Jersey Turnpike. In front of an upperclassman.
Is that in the Urban Dictionary?
And then she said that a video of her dancing to Lady Gaga was uploaded to Snapchat without her permission. Let's look it up. Jersey Turnpike. I bet you there's a Jersey...
If there's a Jersey Turnpike, do you think there's a Garden State Parkway counterpart?
Jersey Turnpike, face down, ass up, dancing.
Ah, face down. Ass up.
That's from Jersey Slut. That's a 628 likes right there.
Yeah, give it a 629.
629, all
see
right.
See if there's a Garden State Parkway.
Jersey Turnpike, slutty dance made popular by Dina Nicole from Jersey Shore. The instructions for the dance are as follows. Bend over and place your manicured hands on the ground. So make sure they're manicured. That's,
okay.
That'd be step number one. Make sure your butt is as high up in the air as it can be. Number three, grind up against a juice head Guido. Number four, bend your knees and yell, I'm a blast in a glass.
I don't know what that means.
That one got 533 likes from JD Fodge.
Look at this culture. And you were talking about that I knew things because I knew the name of museums.
All right. So what
I am not a cultured individual.
There's a Jersey Tickler.
Yeah, that's all right.
The act of sticking one's tongue into an orifice of an unsuspecting individual in a pulsating fashion. And what did you want? The Garden State what?
I don't know if there's a Garden State Parkway dance.
There's the Garden State Brickface, a Garden State Garden State Parkway. It's just ripping on the Garden State Parkway itself.
Oh, well, that's lame.
Poor excuse for a major highway. However, driving this road is a classic experience unique to New Jerseyans. But, so Jersey Turnpike. To me, like once I saw that it said, what was it? Sexually inappropriate, sexually charged harassment. I was like, wow.
Well, here's the thing. Hazing is such a big deal. I mean, I remember when I was in high school, I just signed a letter at the beginning of every year saying I wouldn't haze. And that wasn't even on the sports teams. That was just in general. Every student had to sign it. And, I mean, in colleges.
That's a little different than the sheet Pink had to sign in Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, seriously.
A little different.
But in colleges, I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, universities get kicked. I mean, fraternities get kicked out and all this stuff. And how did the coaches not know this was happening? I'm sure they must have known and they just looked the other way.
But was any of that really that bad? What she had to do there? Like the jersey. She also said that she was forced to hold a plank position in the middle of Church Road with traffic. She was locked in a car until she drank a baby bottle filled with ketchup, hot sauce, mustard, and other kitchen items, and she was forced to drink Jell-O shots even after she informed upperclassmen that she was on medication and didn't want to drink. Hmm. They also called her names, referring to her as Sippy and Sippy Shittin' Pants.
Ah, Sippy Shittin' Pants.
So everything that I see there, is it really that bad?
No, it's not that bad, but the thing is, if you're making somebody uncomfortable, they complain about it. It is illegal.
Oh, man, we become such pussies.
I know. It sucks.
You're playing Division I, you know, college sport.
Like, they should have just thrown her a fucking blanket party, like in Full Metal Jacket while she was sleeping.
Just a blanket party.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that part of Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, when they
only got as far as the they only have steers and queers in Texas, and you don't look
like
a steer.
See what they did to him?
No, I never made it past that point.
They go under his bunk bed with a sheet and they, you know, hold it down so he can't get up, and then they put a bar of soap and towels and they fucking all just beat him with it. They all hit him like once or twice with a bar of soap, and they go, and he's just crying in his bed.
And how did he do after that? What happened?
He goes nuts and they kills the drill instructor.
Well, that was probably not the result they were looking for.
No, I don't think
They're
so.
They're probably just trying to toughen him up a little bit.
You gotta watch that
and,
shit.
Well, I'll tell you what,
offer,
he got
tough. It.
He killed the drill instructor.
Well, he started
it
being
toughened
able to do
pull-ups
and stuff. Said, this is my rifle. There are many like it, but this one is mine.
So imagine if she would have just
taken himself.
Out her, what if she would have just taken out her anger on the softball diamond?
I don't know, man. It's above my pay grade.
I disagree. I just disagree with the fact that hazing, some forms of hazing are that
bad.
Hey,
it's all fun and games until someone gets shot in the dick with a BB gun.
And that happened?
Yeah, University of Michigan. Shot some kid in the tip of the dick with a BB gun.
So what was the result of that? Did he just swell up a little bit, or did he? Can he not have kids anymore?
Amputation, man.
No, there's no way.
I don't know.
No,
so he's now a she. He's on the fucking
he's on the WNBA
softball
team. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He's at St. Joe's.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's that bad.
By the way,
St.
Joseph's mascot is an owl, and they get a full ride because they watch the basketball games. They can't stop flapping their wings the whole time.
Did you just make that up?
No,
it's true. Are you jet lagged?
Hey, man, I went to an A-10 school.
Speaking of college basketball, moving on here in the hot mess, Maryland, Kentucky, and North Carolina are favorites to win the 2016 NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. All three of them are at 7-1 odds.
Mm-hmm.
So my question for you is, would you take one of these, let's say you were a gambler, you do a lot of comedy shows in Vegas, mm-hmm. would you take one of those three teams, or would you take the field?
This early in the season, you got to take the field. Because, I mean, not even this early in the season. This far before the season even starts, you got to take the field because you don't know about injuries or anything. I was looking up some things, which teams, other teams could beat it. Like, I think Michigan State, Kansas, UVA also could.
I didn't see anything from Kansas last year that told me that they were going to. I don't know.
It's
I don't know what
recruits,
the recruiting
man.
Situation is.
And then
is.
Here's something also really interesting. A team that's not even shown up on anybody's radar. LSU has three guys in the top 40 recruits.
60-1 odds.
For LSU?
For LSU. That might not be a bad.
But LSU's got the number one recruit, the number 15 recruit, and the number 39 recruit.
That's interesting. 60-1. That might be worth putting $10 on.
Yeah, and in today's college basketball, like, you can win with a bunch of freshmen.
Right.
And Duke has a good class coming back.
18-1.
Duke lost their four best players, but they
Iowa
have a good
State,
class.
15-1.
Yeah. But, I mean, Kentucky is the best recruiting class again. But also this, man. This is what I want to talk about. I looked up Maryland and why they looked so good.
Rashid
Suleiman, man, from fucking Duke. First of all, he got cleared of all the allegations.
Really?
Yeah, cleared. But the thing that I was reading up about it, and Maryland contacted him, like, within that week that he got kicked off the Duke team. He's still at Duke.
Uh-huh.
He's going to graduate from Duke and then go to Maryland for one more year.
Wow.
Yeah, he's in fucking great academic standing there. He's still going to class, walking around with his head held high.
I'll tell you what.
But here's the thing that is fucking crazy, is before the dust even settled on this shit, a dozen schools contacted him to come to their school.
Before he was even found innocent. Do you know the names?
Anything.
Do you know the names? I mean, Maryland
well,
was
Maryland's one of them. He's like, yeah, he went on Maryland for an unofficial visit. He met the coach of Maryland when he was like 13 in a basketball camp.
Coach of Maryland's just like, we allow that here. Which you did. Well, you did, I wanted to
they
say
they don't
that.
Have campfires there. Apparently,
if he was cleared of everything, that would officially make the rape accusers at Duke the worst.
Yeah, I think so.
If you
too.
Go back to like the lacrosse team, like they just cannot.
It's sad. It's actually getting to the point. Like, what's worse, raping or lying about someone raping you?
Well, that's one of the
they're
things.
They're both fucking terrible, but.
And I, you know, that was you know, for as much as.
But yeah, I read that he got shot. And what's his name from Louisville got cleared too.
I know, isn't that crazy? Chris Jones, that's
yeah,
his name.
Yeah, and we shat all over those guys.
So it just because.
But he also sent like crazy ass text messages. I don't know, man.
Thank God
know.
Only two people listen to this podcast. Otherwise, we might be in trouble for the things we said about him. But that's the thing. So if I'm Rashid, how do you pronounce his last name?
Suleiman.
Then I am.
I don't know if it's that.
Then why is there no countersuit? Like, that's what I love about Jameis Winston. Like, I'm not a Jameis Winston fan, but this girl that's dragging him through the mud, saying that he raped her. He says, you know, as soon as he got signed by the Bucks, he throws a countersuit against her. And at that point, when you start throwing countersuits against them and saying, no, you're not going to get away with this. So many times I think that these guys get accused of rape, and if they don't do it, that's it. That's just the end. They're so happy to be done with it. But I think that in order for the false accusations to stop, these guys have to do countersuits. Rashid should throw a countersuit at that girl, whoever it was.
Two different girls.
So two different girls.
I don't know. I don't know which one's true. I don't know what happened. I mean, they could have thrown money, and I'm like a fucking Greg Hardy situation.
Right. But let's say in the case that they're innocent.
In all directions.
I mean, it wasn't even rape with Albert Pujols. With Albert Pujols, there was Jack Clark. You know, former Dodgers and Cardinals great Jack Clark was a radio host, and he said, I know for a fact that Albert Pujols used steroids. Albert Pujols' people got in touch with the radio station and said, either you fire Jack Clark or you will be sued for defamation. Mm-hmm. Jack Clark came on the air the next day, said, I don't have any proof that he was taking steroids. I was just, you know, saying something out of anger because it's when Pujols left the Cardinals. Blah, blah, blah. He was fired, but they threatened the countersuit. They're like, our client never took steroids. There's no proof that he took steroids, where this is coming from, whatever. And a countersuit was filed.
A lot of these college guys, though, they don't have access to the attorneys. Like, I mean, Jameis Winston waited until he got signed by the Bucks and got all that money, and he's like, now I got an attorney.
But only then will you see the false accusation stop. I'm not saying that all the accusations
never
are
stop.
False. But I'm.
Plus, the true ones will never stop either.
Correct. Correct, because it doesn't matter if you have money or not, then people are still going to be doing it. All right, final topic here in the hot mess, something happy here. Bryce Harper is hotter than Charlotte McKinney eating chocolate ganache out of Kate Upton's asshole. The 22-year-old outfielder is currently hitting .384 in the month of May with 12 home runs. He hit another one tonight against the Cubs in a losing effort. 12 home runs, 27 ribbies, and a slugging percentage of over .900. So has Bryce Harper finally put it together, or is this just a fluke?
I mean, who does this guy think he is? Jimmy Fox? Am I right?
Why? Why do you compare it to Jimmy Fox?
Jimmy Fox was...
He was amazing.
Crushed it as a rookie on the Red Sox.
Yeah, Jimmy Fox
he
is one
like
of only...
He just set like tons of records.
I think he's one of only three first basemen to ever win back-to-back MVPs.
Jeez.
Jimmy Fox.
He was good. But he was really young and awesome. Like, started off real good. I don't know. I don't think it's a fluke. I mean... So again, so many things can happen. You can get hurt. You can do whatever. But I mean, and we say, has he finally put it together? He's 22 years old.
Right, but I mean, ever since he
came in at 18.
Right. So I mean, but you know, for the last couple of years, they've been saying like, you know, they've been comparing him with Mike Trout as one of the best players in the game.
Yeah, he's good, man. I like Bryce Harper. He is good.
But I'm glad.
You know, he has more opening day home runs than anyone.
Well, you know, I think like you made a great point. Like there was so much pressure put on him. Immediately.
Also the dude on the
to
Cubs.
Be this guy, Chris Bryant.
Yeah. All these guys.
Chris Bryant's having a hell of a month too, but I think you said the key thing there. Like, has he finally put it together? The dude's 22 years old.
Let's see. If he's 28 and still putting up these numbers, man, I think so.
It's crazy. So I think it's I think
But
it's
he's
a gonna great
slump.
Story.
Every player slumps.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he'll probably slump in 2 months, you know?
Well, you could even start slumping, you know, tomorrow.
Yeah.
At the end of the month. Like, at the beginning of the month, that's the craziest thing. He's put up all these numbers, all these stats, and he started off the month in a 1-for-17 slump.
Yeah.
Where he struck out just a ton of times. And since then, he's just been hotter than shit. And I think it's actually like, you know, you'll hear people say that it's great that a guy like Bryce Harper, Chris Bryant, Mike Trout, That's a future. You know, people are complaining that no one's watching baseball anymore, and they really need a guy like that to take off and be consistently.
Yeah, they need a couple young guys to just step up again. I mean, baseball's lost a few of its stars over the last few years. You know, with Jeter retiring and Pujols going into obscurity.
Well, Pujols is like 45 years old and still playing. So
yeah, it's still getting more money than Jesus.
So is that it? Is that what we have to say about Bryce Harper?
Did you see Pujols? They intentionally walked Mike Trout, and then Pujols came up and hit a game-winning single and then went insane.
Oh, yeah. Just a regular season. It was like last night.
Game winner. But it was like, yeah. Fuck you, all you fucking won.
Only hit of the game, too, is a broken bat
single. Yeah. But still won the game and then went insane.
You know, but if I'm an Angels fan, like, I love that. That is what I want to see. I want to see, like, fire out of Albert Pujols.
The pile.
All right, dude, here we go. We love doing the pile. We only have, like, 5 minutes.
Oh, shit.
To do the pile.
A lot. We
so let's pick out like two or three of these to do here.
Okay.
Which ones are your favorite?
Which ones are my favorite? Let's see.
I definitely
like number five.
Yes, we definitely have to talk about that.
That one's amazing.
So imagine that in the same episode.
Also number one and the number four maybe.
All right, let's do it, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the pile.
The pile.
Number one up here in the pile, Rutgers University cornerback Darian Daly arrested after demanding money from a dude on a bicycle and showing him a handgun somewhere along the way during the process. Mm-hmm. Andy Ostroff, defend your client.
This is a simple misunderstanding. Darian Daly is just a concerned citizen. He went up to a man on a bicycle and was like, dude, don't you know this is a bad neighborhood? You should buy this handgun from me. He's like, you should buy it. Buy it. Give me money. No, I can't give it to you for free. Give me some money. This is a bad neighborhood. Bike riders get in trouble all the time.
I think it's a creative defense. That's why they pay you top dollar. That's why Darian picked you to defend him. But I'm going to find him guilty just based on the fact that he's robbing someone on a bike. More often than not, if someone's riding a bike and not in a motor vehicle, odds are they don't have a lot of money.
Oh, man.
Just totally not worth it.
Or an Xbox.
Moving on here in the pile. Number four, Damian Berry. The former NFL running back was arrested for writing a worthless check over $100,000 when he bought a new Land Rover.
Here's the thing about that. I blame this on the dealer. What dealer is going to accept a check for over $100,000?
What dealer is going to accept any check?
Without verifying it and before giving the guy the keys and like, here's your new car. Dude drove off the lot with that fucking car and they got pulled over later.
The dealer must have been such a, like either a huge Miami Hurricanes fan or a huge Baltimore Ravens fan.
Well, here's the thing. He's probably not a huge Baltimore Ravens fan because Damian Berry also sold his Super Bowl ring. And then denied it when asked about it. And then the auction house that was selling it was like, wait, you can't deny this? We're trying to get as much money for this as possible. So then they produced like the fucking notarized signature that it was his.
I just can't believe. So the check he wrote was $106,024 to buy a white 2015 Land Rover Range Rover earlier this year. And then it said the car dealership where Barry purchased the vehicle later learned that the check had been written from a closed bank account. Isn't that something where you just right away, as soon as he writes that check, wait here, Mr. Barry, I'm sure everything's fine. We just have to clear the check.
Yeah. Don't they have a way to do
and
that?
And if someone
also,
actually has 106-
way overpriced.
So if someone has $106,000 in their checking account, are they writing a check?
No.
No. Exactly. All right, moving on. Here in the pile, Danielle, is it Puttafoot?
Danielle Puttafoot. Sounds like a Harry Potter character.
Danielle Puttafoot, the University of Bridgeport soccer player, headbutted a teammate after she didn't win a sportsmanship award at the team's awards banquet. Andy Ostroff, defend this broad.
I just think this one's so funny.
A sportsmanship.
It was her sportsmanship.
You just showed
she
us, Danielle.
Third-degree assault.
It was one hell of a headbutt. It left her with
black eyes.
She
was upset because
eyes.
She's a senior and hasn't won an award.
Yes.
And there was a court hearing, and the girl who got headbutted said that she didn't want to allow Danielle Puttafoot back in the U.S. because I think she's
British. Yeah.
Yeah. And Danielle rolled her eyes at the court and said that she will not write an apology to this girl because she didn't do anything wrong.
That's just not good sportsmanship.
Apparently they were wasted too.
Right. So that was the thing. They said that they were drinking on April 30th prior to the sports awards banquet at the university. During the banquet, player Nicola Worthington received the Coach's Player Award, which upset Puttafoot, who police said began complaining that she was a senior and hadn't won any awards in her 4 years on the team.
This is just such a great story.
It really is amazing. So the girl that she headbutted had significant swelling on the right side of her face, along with two black eyes, and was taken to St. Vincent's Medical Center for treatment.
Oh, jeez.
You want to do one more? Let's fit one more in here. We can do one more.
Oh, one more. What about the guy that punched the gay dudes? I don't have a defense for it. Some of these are so ridiculous.
Let's do. What about the dude who got charged with first degree felony burglary despite the fact that he didn't steal anything?
Oh yeah. Or what about the dude that the two Arkansas golfers?
All right. Yeah. Let's do that.
That
one.
Got charged with felony voyeurism.
Let's do this one here. Final one here in the pile.
These fucking kids.
Taylor Moore and Nicholas Echevarria, two University of Arkansas golfers arrested for felony video voyeurism after taking nudie pics of a super drunk girl. They obviously have money. That's why they hired the best. Andy Ostroff, defend your clients.
This is a simple misunderstanding.
Of course.
They didn't realize that the spank bank is metaphorical. Well, here's the thing. They took, like, the girl remembers them taking flash.
Seeing a flash.
Flash photography, yeah. And they, then the police came and they were like, do these pictures? They're like, no. And then they checked their phones and they had one picture of her vagina.
Right.
And apparently they took two more and deleted it.
That's what they said was their defense. No, we took pictures, but we deleted them. It's all right. Yeah. It's all right. We deleted them. And did you see,
We texted everyone.
Did you see the picture of these guys?
Oh, I didn't, the mugshot?
Yeah. No, these are the two guys right here.
Yeah, they're super douchey.
He looks like he's the ringleader, though, the guy on the left. Whichever
is
one this
Echevarria?
Guy is.
Echevarria?
I think that one's Taylor Moore. Taylor Moore.
He's also like 18 or 19 years old.
Right. He looks like he was kind of, you know, he looked like he was more the lookout or something like that. Or he might have been like, hey, man, I don't know if we should be doing this.
He was
this.
The Aaron Hernandez of the process? The lookout?
That's right. Where he was like, dude, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Yeah,
man?
What's the worst, man?
My dad owns like 40% of Walmart. Yeah,
my dad owns six
this.
Car that's dealerships.
All right. Well, a very condensed version here of the pile. But it's great to have you back, man. You're going to be gone next week. Where are you traveling next week?
Next week I'll be in Boston.
Doing a show?
Doing a show at Laugh Boston. And then I'm going to go see some Red Sox, see some family.
That a boy. All right. Yeah. So there, make sure you check out Andy Ostroff next week. In Boston doing some comedy, and are you going to bring your glove to the game? You can't
it's
bring
a
your
game,
glove.
Isn't it?
You can't bring your glove to the game.
I'm going
to
wear my Johnny Pesky jersey, though.
All right. Andy Ostroff next week in Boston. We'll hopefully have T'Shawn Phillips back here at the Daily Upper Decker. For more sports and crap, make sure you visit dailyupperdecker.com. Find us on Facebook. We're also on Twitter with at Daily Upper Deck, and you can also find us on Vine.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.